to another episode of Pack of Words Radio, your independent free speech media source.
I guess he's not reading IRC.
No,
well,
I'm way outside.
Welcome to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio. You're joining us on the 2nd of February 2006. And back from the past with a blast, it's Ionix.
Oh, back from the dead. Yeah, I'm here.
Cool. And we're back with another episode, but my batteries on my mouse are dying.
Oh no.
Yeah. Which is the major suckage. So.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. Do you want to tell us what you've been doing for the past few months?
Oh, sorry. I've been building structures, houses, mostly. It's been painful, but good. I have one thing to talk about. The New York City subway are using RFID tags to credit cards to be able to pay off their, you know, their debts as far as a person coming through the subway system swipes an RFID card and links to their account. It's bad. You could set up a reader there, link to their reader, and, you know, basically bypass all of that. And, I don't know, what's been going on with that?
Well, we've been doing the show mainly. Not much else. I guess we've got rolled out the Hamachi project. Site update to be imminent sometime soon. That's about it.
March is in full force.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
So, do we have any news or anything like that for tonight's show?
Well, it looks like our regular news hound, LucasAid, has come up with the motherload of news. There is a shitload here. I doubt we'll be able to get through all of it, to be honest with you. Have you checked the forums?
Yep. Yep.
There's... Sorry, just breaking up a bit there.
I said, yeah, I did. I checked the forums, yeah.
Ah, cool. Well, as we all know, first news story, let's start from the top. The big virus that's coming tomorrow on the 3rd of February. There's a few websites out there trying to wake people up, because, fuck, it's tomorrow that this thing might hit, and probably will. And from the register.co.uk, it says, Karma Sutra, the final countdown. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. Had to sing that bit. The destructive Karma Sutra worm has begun thrashing files on infected machines with incorrectly set system clocks. Pretty sure they mean trashing files, but hey, I'll forgive them. Even though the worm is programmed to first delete files on infected machines on Friday, February the 3rd, its deadline is based on the clock of infected Windows PCs. And Finnish antivirus firm F-Secure said they've already had two reports from users who've had their files trashed on the system because of the worm. The Karma Sutra worm, also known as Nixum D or Black Worm, first appeared on January the 18th. Sorry?
No, I just know Black Worm.
Ah. This thing goes by many, many names. Also known by MyWife, the MyWife virus, I think it's called as well. Makes it bloody hard to figure out which virus or worm you're meant to be protecting against when they've got about five names, but, you know, keep your virus protection stuff updated and you should be fine. Now, this thing first appeared on January the 18th, posing as an email, offering all kinds of filthy content, basically. Subject lines included, the best video clip ever, forward sex.mpeg, Mr. Lebanon 2006, and fucking Karma Sutra pics. The worm, surprisingly, affects only Windows PCs. One other thing is that it will overwrite DOC, XLS, MDB, MDE, PPT, PPS, ZipRAR, PDF, PSD, and DMP files on all mounted drives that it can find. So in a business environment, that is potentially deadly.
Yeah, lethal.
Imagine that, your Word documents, your Excel spreadsheets, your MDB, I think that's Access Databases, PowerPoint, ZipRAR, PDF, PSDs from Photoshop. Holy smokes, if they all go, that could cost a lot of money for a lot of people. Let's hope everyone's okay. Because the Register here quotes, they have an estimated 600,000 machines that have been infected with it in the US, India, and Peru, most of all. So there could be quite a lot of stuff going on. But time will tell tomorrow.
I just want to point out that that virus does not exploit any vulnerability in Microsoft Windows to infect, but uses the stupidity of the actual user to infect the system. So if you have opened up any dodgy emails lately, then you really got to watch out for tomorrow if you're running Windows. Which probably doesn't apply to a lot of people, but
hopefully listeners of this show are not the kind of people who just open up random attachments from strangers with weird email titles. But just in case you are, don't ever do that, for crying out loud. If you do find an email that you're not expecting from a total stranger, don't just open the attachment. That is the golden rule of keeping away from viruses, and has been for many years now.
Good way to go. I suggest not opening any email from anyone that you don't know who they are.
It's a very simple technique, and it does work. It works very, yeah, very well.
Well, God forbid some JavaScript, zero day should come about, and you just open a site, from somebody that you don't know. It just looks promising. I mean, everybody wants a larger penis, but you don't have to click on all those links. Well, I'm just saying,
Yeah, there's no such thing as a big enough penis, it's true.
I know, and many a link will promise a bigger penis. You just shouldn't click on it, because you'll hit an HTML page that has embedded JavaScript that'll have weaknesses for what you're using. Hopefully, Linux users don't feel the need to have a bigger penis because they've got a large enough penis that they're using Linux.
Bloody show-offs.
Wow. Dead crowd.
Is that your dogs in the background we can hear?
Mm-hmm.
How are they, all right?
Oh, they're all fine. I have 4 hunting hounds. Right here. I called for an evac a little bit earlier. So I'm awaiting evac away from the parental household right now because, well, for personal reasons, they're on my list.
Cool stuff.
No, not really. They decided to make curfew arbitrary. So the curfew time that I was given, that became arbitrary. I was locked out of the house, ignored, and had to make a makeshift tent out of some tarp and things downstairs were under the carport.
Yeah.
I slept there for about 6 hours. We had, you know, up to 19 degrees Fahrenheit.
Ouch.
-3 or 4 Celsius. It was not fun.
Don't people normally die in those kind of temperatures?
Yeah, if you don't build yourself a tent, huddle your dog close to you. The dog is a heater.
Ah.
Yeah, I kept him warm. He kept me very warm. I created a sort of teepee out of tarp and body, and there was a bit of wood that went up my back. But, yeah, I kept a lot. I was not really pleased. We had some words. Funny part was, the next day, I paid my parents about $3,000.
You paid them $3,000?
No. I went, I assessed their deck. They had built by a contractor and I was doing some carpentry. And I got at least $1,000 taken off of the price of what they were going to pay for it because it was shoddy workmanship.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. So they're kind of happy with it right now, although I'm kind of pissed at them because they think it's cold. Not cool. Well, all in all, it's a fucked up situation.
Sounds pretty crazy, man.
Well, I'm sorry to burden you with it.
No, that's cool.
It's where I live, unfortunately.
So what else we got in this big old news bag of stories?
Well,
there's one here. The police bust £500,000 worth of fake DVDs. Kent Police and the Federation Against Copyright Theft have seized 100,000 fake DVDs and arrested 3 men during an operation yesterday, according to the BBC. 2 Chinese men were arrested in Burnt Oak, North London, and another one in Peckham, south of the river. Probably Del Boy. The raids came at the end of several months of intelligence and evidence gathering and busted one of the largest counterfeit DVD operations we have managed to raid. And that's what the Federation Against Copyright Theft are saying. This haul, which included the current lease, the Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, also yielded computers, 7 printers for producing labels and covers, 200 DVD burners, and thousands of blank discs and cases. Now, the BBC report the estimated value of the counterfeit DVDs were £500,000 sterling.
Wow.
So, we're probably going to see less pirated DVDs in pubs, sadly.
I doubt that. We'll see in 20 seconds. Yeah. I mean, that small Chinese woman that comes round. And...
there's no stopping her. Yeah.
It's going to be one Chinese guy mad to everything.
She needs to
all
learn...
the British makers, they just got run out of the market.
She needs to learn what Chinese is for. I've already downloaded it. No, thank you.
I can get it for free.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's a big blow to pirating everywhere. And a little blow to pirating everywhere.
It's amazing that like, just three guys can set up an operation like that. Obviously, it wouldn't take that much.
That's a lot of DVD burners.
But yeah, 200 DVD burners. That is... holy smokes, they've put some money into this.
I've just read a funny story.
Oh, Sapphire, you're here.
Hello.
Hiding in the background.
Yeah. The iPod has just brought out a sex toy adapter vibrator for the iPod called the iBuzz.
Trust you to find a story like that.
Go on, read it.
Oh my god. The iBuzz from Makers Love Labs is a revolutionary accessory for the MP3 player, which gives a new meaning to the term stimulating music. Clip the iBuzz onto your belt and slip the bullet into your pocket or elsewhere for proof of how a good bass line can produce euphoria in even the most out-of-touch music heads. Monday morning's journey into work never seemed so appealing. Oh my god.
That's disgusting.
No, that's funny.
Apparently you can also be set to your mobile phone so it's triggered by SMS arriving on your mobile via Bluetooth vibrator attachment.
So what is it? Some kind of wireless butt plug that vibrates along with your phone?
It's so slow. It's also internet enabled, but still feels the same way. A short, total sensation, earth-shattering climax. Department making like to road test the highest gadget to jump on the tech-driven orgasm bandwagon.
How long do you reckon it will be before they have? Sex toys that are Wi-Fi enabled with a web server built into them. So then someone can hack your butt plug.
I'm developing one right now. As we speak.
I'm just beta testing it. Ooh!
It's crashing. Well, it's crashing.
Female, she orgasms at 80 beats per second. So that's a friend. You know, numbers to be able to build these sort of things off of.
And in vibrating news, Christians turn to nipple, dust, and vibros. Some enterprising Christians have plugged a gap in the burgeoning online sex emporium market by opening a shop for those whose love of the Lord is matched by their love of Rumpy Pumpy. Yes, indeed, the Holy Love blurb declares sex is a great gift from God. We stock products to enhance your sex life with your spouse. According to the Christian Times, Holy Love, spelt W-H-O-L-L-Y... is the brainchild of San and Stella Haggerty, a happily married young couple with three children who reckon Christians need to be positive about sex and its place in marriage. Miss Haggerty added, "We are constantly told that as Christians that we can't do, but there is a little promotion of what we can. What you can do down at Holy Love is stock up on pure arousal, super stretch rings, color me sexy crayons, and silver clitoral charms. What you can't buy are handcuffs and butt plugs." Oh, fuck's sake. "Because," Ms. Hager explains, "the site doesn't stock anything to do with pornography or nudity, nor does it sell sadomasochistic or anal items. Damn it. So it's just a quick rosin chores of blah, 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 and they're going into sex, the Christians."
It's about time.
Yeah. How many years was that? 500?
Doesn't it say in the Bible that you're not supposed to wank or something?
I'm sure it does.
Somebody told me that. That's why I never read that book. I knew it wouldn't have a happy ending. No wanking. Can't end well. But they say they've got no anal items, but having just gone onto their shop purely by accident, I insist, they've got some weird stuff which I reckon would fit up your ass if you wanted it to. Hang on, they've got love beads. Oriental love beads. Aren't those meant to go up your ass?
No, they're meant to go up your fanny.
And then you sure?
And then, yes, I'm sure.
Not in any of the films I've seen. Oh, they're only $2.49. That's a bargain. Ideal stocking fellow for next Christmas. Christian butt plugs.
And as we spoke yesterday about the Internet Explorer 7 beta release, researchers have discovered the security vulnerability in the preview version of Microsoft's Internet Explorer 7 browser just days after its release. A denial of service bug in IE 7 beta 2 carries the means of a hacker to crash the software and potentially execute arbitrary malware on PCs running the code. However, that has not been declared as such, but the denial of service is actually present, and this is just me talking, not the article. According to a security researcher, Tom Ferris is a production of proof of concept to illustrate his concern that IE 7 Beta 2 builds are exposed to the medium risk flaw. Microsoft has responded in posting on its official IE development blog to confirm that the bugs identified by Ferris does crash IE7. However, it did not find that the bug was exploitable by default of elevate privileges and let me run arbitrary code, it said. Microsoft has said it isn't subject to current hacker attacks. Other issues with the latest build of the browser have been unearthed during the early testing, compatibility problems with a McAfee security software, and glitches that cause the browser to crash when visiting certain websites have emerged. Since IE7 is undergoing beta testing, those kinds of bugs are to be expected, and also expected from Microsoft, regardless of beta or not.
Oh, yeah. The minute it comes out live, there'll be 2 or 3 days, and then a very similar story. Security glitch found in the final release of IE7. Call me Mystic Meg if you will, but I can see the future. Where's Ionic's gone anyways? He dropped off.
Yeah, he has, yeah.
Yeah, thought so. I could hear the bleep ringing stuff in the background.
And IRS buys computer to handle Bill Gates' tax load. The United States Internal Revenue Service, IRS, has dedicated a server for handling calculations related to Microsoft's co-founder Bill Gates' massive cash hoard. At least what's that chairman at least that's what the chairman, Bill Gates, is telling the Portuguese. My tax return in the United States has to be kept on special computers because their normal computers can't deal with the numbers, Gates told Microsoft's conference in Lisbon, according to a report from the Agence France-Presse. So I am constantly getting these notices telling me I haven't paid something when really it's just on the wrong computer. Then they will send me another notice telling me how bad they felt that they sent me the notice and it was a mistake. There's something comforting about the thought that Gates needing to endure the IRS's equivalent of a Pat Tuesday with his taxes. The idea, however, of a server not being able to handle figures in the billions seems a tad off. Insert Windows jokes here. The IRS declined to comment on how many of what type of computers are used to handle Gates' taxes. It also dodged our questions on what type of system is typically used to crunch those numbers, i.e. Windows or Linux. Or Sun. So from that, we can gather that he's got so much money, they need to dedicate a special section of their server farm for him.
That's pretty mad. I reckon that fills him with pride.
Yeah.
I've got so much money, even my tax return has its own server. Yeah! Did they actually say what operating system this server's running on?
No, they declined to comment on that.
Because that'd be the icing on the cake for Bill if it's actually running on Windows.
Yeah.
It's like, you have to pay me to file my taxes. I'm getting a server license. Yes. There's a weird story here. Well, it's not that weird, to be honest with you. But, again, from LucasAid, who has really outdone himself today with news stories. I mean, we thought that man was good before, but holy smokes, the stuff he's dug up today takes the biscuit. And the muffin as well, I don't know. But one of these stories that really caught my interest was a guy who's suing iPod over hearing loss. And it says here, courtesy of the BBC, man sues over iPod hearing risk. Computer giant Apple is being sued in the United States by a man who says its iPod music player can cause loss of hearing. The lawsuit filed in California claims iPods are inherently defective in design and are not sufficiently adorned with adequate warnings. And it goes on. But basically the reason this caught my interest is because probably 20, 30... odd years ago when Sony released the Walkman, they had all that kind of crap as well. They were getting sued over loads of people listening to a lot of music on headphones, which they weren't doing before, and suffering hearing loss because of it. This is hardly breaking news. If you listen to a lot of music on your headphones, very loud, it has an effect. It doesn't matter if you're using the iPod, if you're using the Walkman, if you're using any old device out there. If you're using your home stereo with the headphones on, very loud, it will fuck up your ears. It's simple. I don't really understand how they can sue Apple because of the iPod specifically causing hearing loss. Seems to be the world we live in, though.
Yeah. And in a world where children can access mobile porn.
Lucky bastards.
Children can access internet porn via mobile phones due to a loophole in the phone safeguards, which magazine says. Youngsters are able to obtain codes for adult websites by paying for them using the premium rate text messages, it claims. Which is kind of stupid, because then they could just go into Google and Google a porn site via their Java-enabled WAP. GPRS wireless phone, it claims. Which, editor, is likely to stop... There's nothing likely to stop children getting hold of hardcore pornography through their mobile phone, industry regulators ICSTIS, I don't know how to fucking pronounce ICTIS, or some bollocks like that, said mobile phone companies and internet providers were responsible for age checks. But a spokesman added, the situation shouldn't be allowed to continue. It supports his claims for a loophole which researchers got codes for eight porn sites using an O2 phone registered to a 15-year-old girl. Dirty slut.
Do they actually put her phone number in the story? She sounds like my kind of lady.
It's 079-480-7664.
Excellent. I'll wait a year and give her a call.
Cool. The filter system should be used by the phone company, blocked adult material being sent directly to the handset, but still let me through to access codes, websites during hardcore film sex, and customer group said. And at a cost of £1.50 to pay for the codes, it gave me access to internet porn sites, which warned the younger viewers could be viewing into and entering the codes into a computer. Mr. Klaus, was that pronounced? C-O-L-E-S, whatever.
Whoever you are, buddy.
Yeah, there were supposed to be safeguards to stop this sort of thing. Think of the children. This loophole leads to blah, blah, blah. Fucking stupid article, because how the fuck do you think children do this shit? Because they could do it anyway on a computer, you moronic bastards. Thank you very much. Honestly.
Very, very weird.
Yeah.
I mean, what do they expect? Putting video and internet access on mobile phones? When they can't even control the computer side of it.
I like to see them filter ASCII porn.
Everybody loves ASCII porn.
Do you love ASCII porn, Sapphire?
What is it?
ASCII porn.
What is it?
I'll have to show you some ASCII porn.
It's using characters of the keyboard to draw a willy or a pair of boobs.
Oh, I know how to do that already.
But some people, this is going on years ago when the internet was just a baby, some people produce kind of really good works of art just using full stops, commas, slashes, and the various different things you can get off keyboard to actually produce a picture of something really cool, like a big dragon gun. And that was back in the day when you had to sit down and draw all that and type it out.
And wait these quite a while for that to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder how many people actually wanked off to their own ASCII porn.
Does that mean you've never done it?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm wondering how many people, including me, out there. Not necessarily implying, but don't judge me!
No, I've never whacked off to ASCII porn.
I remember showing my mum some ASCII porn accidentally.
How do you accidentally show your mum ASCII porn?
Well, there was a text file called something that I opened up because I needed to show her something on the computer, and there was... ooh, that's quite nice. And there was something quite rude.
What was it?
Oh, it was just a naked woman.
There's naked ladies on the internet now? Since when?
That's on the version 2.
Oh, can't wait for that.
Yeah.
50% more porn!
What else have we got?
Just having a quick rundown of the news stories here. There's a story here which I've not read.
Sorry, just
the title of it.
Yeah, go on.
Cool. Just the title of it intrigues me because it's yet another story about the 10th planet of the solar system. And it goes on to say scientists have basically discovered the 10th planet in our solar system. But they've been saying that for at least 10 years.
So they just, like, find a new one every year or something, is that what...
No, it's the same one, but they keep finding it.
Oh, no, we lost it again.
Hello, I'm unable to answer your call right now. Please leave your name, number, and a message after the tone.
Bill
Hi.
Gates.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of lost my train of thought of that, but that's another news story about the 10th planet of the solar system, which is so far away from the sun. They're not sure whether it's part of the solar system or it's not, but it does orbit the sun, so surely that's part of the solar system, no matter how far away it is. It's very small, it's very cold. The thing that gets me, though, is, as I say, every few years this story crops up. You know, 10th planet in the solar system. Wow! Yeah, it's been there for a while. You found it, as far as I know. I remember seeing this 10 years back in the mid-90s and going, oh, wow, that's really cool. But that's only when I heard of it. It's probably been going on for longer than then.
I think what they're trying to figure out is if it's just a bit of rock or if it's actually a planet. You know?
Yeah.
It's just like frozen kind of ice or some shit.
Well, yeah, it's so far away, it's beyond Pluto by quite a distance.
And Uranus.
Yeah, it's way past my anus. yeah, I remember that being one of the articles from a few years back. Not one of the articles, one of the arguments. You know, what defines a planet? This is so far away, yeah, it does orbit the sun, kind of. But it's tiny, it's a collection of crap. And rock and ice, and you know, should we bother with it?
Whoa, Scooby Snacks!
Okay.
You'll realize why if you check that bottom
check
link.
Oh, links in IRC. I'll just go check those out.
Scooby Snacks!
That's some dominatrix ASCII porn.
No, the bottom one.
Bottom one. Oh, I've seen it before.
Yeah.
I've actually seen live action films based on that theme.
Yeah.
For the listeners, it's a little cartoon of Scooby Doo.
Scooby Doo!
Having sex with one of the Scooby gang. Which one is that? Daphne? Or I never watched
that.
You know?
It's that redhead.
The redhead the one. Slut. The hot one. Yeah. Dirty girl.
Bestiality.
Oh, yeah. Which reminds me, I never got around to filling in or checking out that Leeds University kinky sex survey.
All right,
last
I thought
night's
you would
episode.
Have... Yeah.
I thought I would have as well. I've disappointed myself. Damn it. That's, yeah. I'll have to find a link for that. And
it's probably
it
a bit too late to ask you now. But by any chance, you haven't done any more of those badges, case badges?
I've not.
No.
No. I've not made any specifically, but I've got about half dozen knocking around somewhere.
You do?
Yeah. Well, if I can find them, I'm bringing them.
Please
tomorrow.
Do, please.
Good stuff.
Because
I want to just hand those out. Then.
Yeah, I need to stick a few around places.
Put them on people's heads.
Yeah.
It's Back really, voice radio.
It's really hard to get that stuff off. You've got to use a chisel.
Just happy slap them a few times and shove it on your face.
Happy slap.
Yeah, if all goes according to plan, people, there should be a couple of free give-outs tomorrow at the 2600 meeting, courtesy of your friends here at Hacker Voice Radio. Coming in your ears. we've got a couple of computer case badges. We'll be giving those out if I can find them, which isn't a promise, because I never know where the hell I put stuff. Got a couple... got another batch of Season 1 DVDs. That's only about half a dozen or so. but we'll probably take those out and give them out by the end of the night if anyone's interested, because I need to do a new batch anyway, so screw it. And yeah, I'll probably be giving out a couple of pints as well, depending on how drunk I am. So come along, there might be free beer in it for you. Just not too much. I've not made of money. Raise kids.
Will you be ordering cocksucking cowboys?
I'm bringing three with me. Texas Pete, Rodeo Bob, and oh, I can't think of three cowboy names.
No, it was just funny. The pub went quiet as soon as you said it.
I know. This is from God, when was it? November?
Yeah, from the conference.
Yeah, November.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. That time we all got together and got drunk, let's just call it
yeah.
that.
Well, after the 2600 meeting, Bilal, Sapphire and me went on to a couple of pubs, and we were in one nice pub, because it wasn't too busy, it wasn't too fancy, it was just a nice place. You can sit down, you can have a drink, that's my kind of place. Anyway, these pair were sitting down, a bit drunk. To be honest, they couldn't keep up. And well, you couldn't. So they kept sending me to the bar. And I had to go to the bar. And I said, what do you want now, guys? And Sapphire says, I'm a cock-sucking cowboy. And of course, I made the obvious jokes of, hey, don't we all? And so on and so forth. But honest to God, as she just said, when I went up to the bar, I said, I'll have a pint, Stella, one of these, and can also have... The music stopped. It was like in one of those old westerns when the bad guy walks in, the piano player stops playing and everyone turns around. Yeah. And the cocksucking cowboy, please! Oh, dear. Is this some kind of dirty phone call? I can hear you breathing.
I was trying to do the whole kind of, you know, where everything goes quiet in a western, yeah. And you have that little, what is it called, a turnville or something, you know.
Tumbleweed.
Goes past and just like... That's my sound effect moment there.
It's good, yeah. I like it.
Do you want me to continue?
No.
Okay.
I like it. So, yeah. Possible free stuff at the 2600 meeting. While supplies last, which won't be long. I'll probably get bored, it out, and then go get drunk.
It'll be as soon as I get to them. Right, so do you mind if I... Yeah, I'll just take the whole lot, thanks.
There you go. Ah, take them. We don't care.
Yeah,
if you play that backwards, listeners, it says, kill the devil and wee in your pants, probably. I don't know.
Don't get me started on that again.
That was a cool episode, though, when you're talking about that.
It was, even managed
to convince me from... my standpoint of it's all bollocks to maybe there's something in this.
Yeah.
And then further on to there's definitely something in that one.
Yeah, I enjoyed that episode.
Yeah, cool stuff.
I've got to do some of that kind of stuff again. I don't know. But yeah, I'm thinking of getting a few t-shirts done, I guess.
Yeah,
Yeah, that would be cool.
Do I get a t-shirt?
Good stuff.
No. Yes, of course you do.
Hey, hey.
Say your nuts. There she's doing it.
Is that us actually talking backwards?
That was, yeah. That was just me talking about t-shirts just a moment ago. And I can make it even more scarier by adding an echo, increasing the volume. There we go.
Echo! Doesn't work.
It's the Predator.
It is.
I'm right here! Kill me! Glove, do it!
Ow, laser in my eye!
Well, that's taken all the magic out of that Hollywood film. I know how they do it now.
Yeah. Windows recorder.
Yeah. They only use the high quality tools in Hollywood.
I remember that shit on like Windows 3.1 when we were playing around with that when I was a kid. First time I went on a laptop was from about the age of 11 because my friend's dad, he had a laptop and we were fucking around with that. And this geezer had some serious issues. There was something wrong with this kid. And he kept on poking the screen. I guess he got a lot of joy out of that. Because you remember back in the day, they used to be really sensitive LCD screens. You poke them and like get this effect, ripple effect across the screen for a couple of seconds after you lift your finger off it. And which really angered me because I have a true passion for computers and it felt like you were hurting one of my brethren. So I punched him straight in the face. It wasn't even my laptop, you know.
I salute you, sir. Yeah. Get your hands off the computer.
Bitch.
Computer says stop touching me.
Computer says no.
Planet, have you seen the second episode of IT Crowd?
I have, yeah. Brilliant. With the Calamity Jen.
It's up for download.
With the shoes.
Yes, it's up for download on our website in the off-topic forums.
Good stuff.
Yeah. It is actually quite funny. With that stress test. Are you stressed now? Are you stressed? 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 Are you stressed?
I am like, stressed!
I can't work out why it didn't work. Turns it over, Made in Britain. Oh, that's why. I love the screensaver. It's fantastic how they think the smoke's coming out of the back. Oh, wait! I've got golf in 5 minutes!
The good thing is it seems to be carrying on consistently at the quality level of where it started.
Yeah.
I was hoping that the pilot wouldn't be a fluke, because I really did enjoy that. Yeah. And the second one I thought was bloody funny.
Mm.
You know, that did have me head on my keyboard in a couple of places, because I was watching the stream. I wasn't watching it on telly, obviously.
Yeah.
Not a time traveller. but yeah, a couple of times I missed most of it. Well, not most of it, but bits of it, because I was still laughing at the last bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it does seem consistently funny, and two thumbs up from me so far.
You got a love
for each episode.
Where he was like, he took a screwdriver to his own hand. And that's, it reminded me, that's exactly the same thing I do. And he was just going so fucking fast. And then at the end, they showed the outtakes of where he clips off bits of his fingers doing that. I thought that was fucking hilarious.
It's like chunks coming out the desk and stuff, I think.
No, that was parts of his finger. That was just flesh chopping. Yeah. Yeah. I had that happen to me. It doesn't start bleeding straight away. And then, like, once you finished, and then it does. And then he got, like, he fucking, like, poked, like, straight through his finger. And he's like, ah, at the end. And just turns around, like, out of
gets
character.
Gets up and walks off.
Yeah, completely out of character. You can actually see his face change from character to him in pain.
I'm going to watch that again. It was damn good.
I declare war on stress. Sorry.
Easy, Tiger.
In hot pants.
Oh. Hey, we've got our only IT crowd here. I'm the girl.
Yeah.
You two are the guys.
You're the only girl any of us know.
Yeah. I'm the only one that turns up at the 2600 meeting.
It's true.
That's why everyone looks so scared.
Yeah.
Kizik, the first time I went to a 2600 meeting, Kizik turned to me and said, "Are you lost?"
This is no place for a lady.
Yeah, it should be good. I'm looking forward to tomorrow, getting a few drinks down, you know, having a laugh.
Hell yeah, kick back, talk some geek kind of shit. Yeah.
Gonna bring, I'm gonna have to find that extra hoodie I've got somewhere lying around, because I promised that for Napster.
Cool stuff, man.
I'm bringing a few things down. And Sapphire's looking all very upset because I didn't promise that to her.
I thought she had one.
No.
No.
I borrowed it.
Oh. Could sell that on eBay.
I could, yeah. He was like, how much do you want for it? And I'm like, okay. How much can I ask? And I thought, no, it would be too rude to actually ask of him for money.
So you're going to get me a special one printed?
Yeah, I'm going to get you a special one printed, yeah. Yeah. So I'm not sleeping on the sofa tonight. God damn it, I'm such a fucking geek.
Never. Not you, surely.
I was just thinking, do you imagine how much research they had to do for that IT crowd? They've paid so much attention to detail. Mm. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, apparently, who did they have as kind of... Oh, fuck. I remember reading about it. They had some guy as the kind of... the guy that he took most of the stuff about IT from. It was some guy that was responsible for some stuff on the internet. Fuck, it's past my mind, but I'm sure I can find that out and talk about it on Monday. But yeah, they did actually use people from the industry to give them guides and guidelines and stuff on what stuff could happen. But it's all filmed live in front of a live audience, which is pretty cool. I saw how they film it in the set and stuff.
Sounds good stuff.
So, see what else we've got here that LucasAid has skillfully scavenged. That's about it, I guess. Don't really know what else we can talk about.
I think that's about it.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything in the news today that captured my attention. Just replaying the day in my head, fast forward. Didn't come across any interesting news stories or sites. How about yourself? Anything good?
I know there were a few things that caught my mind on television, but I don't remember that now. Oh, fucking Michael's is dying on me. Fucking American batteries are useless. Let's see. Yeah, apparently lawmakers are criticizing Google, Yahoo, MSN, and a few other search engines for the censorship of their websites that cause an embarrassment to the People's Republic of China, and they're basically giving them a slap on the wrist for thinking about profit before human rights and all that kind of jazz. It's about time somebody really did do that, I guess.
Well, yeah, in an ideal world, that'd be the way things are prioritised.
Yeah.
You know, human rights, number one. Profit, probably about number three. Hmm. After fun. I don't know.
Apparently, handheld sales fall, a decline of 16.7% in 2005 of mobile phones, which I think is kind of roundabout right, because honestly, I mean, how many people actually have mobile phones? Loads, you know.
Everyone.
You've pretty much. It's pretty much, stuffed the market.
Yeah, it must have peaked by now, surely.
Yeah, there's not much place you can go from it.
Mm.
Anyway. I think we can end the show.
I think that's about all we've got, folks.
Yes. Don't know what to end on, what kind of music. What do you think?
I don't know. What do you got? Because I'll just end up naming something, you'll go, I've not got it.
I've got, obviously, some of the stuff that we were playing. Zell.
You can't go wrong with Zell.
Yeah. What's this moving shadow thing? Is this a thing? What's this? I guess...
That tune from the advert.
Sorry?
That one from the advert.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Toyota advert.
Yeah, I already play that. Let's just hear what this is quickly. I guess we can end in some of that then.
Yes, as good as anything.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for listening to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio. If you have any pertinent news stories or wish to get in touch with us, contact us on radio at hackervoice.co.uk. You can visit our website and forums at www.hackervoice.co.uk. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you on Monday.
If we don't see you at the 2600 meeting tomorrow.
That's right. Good night.
Ta-ta. We'll be right back.